Do it like you're welcoming a church family to announcements or something. Kind of that energy.
Okay.
All right. We'll start with that.
Okay, great. Meet Bernice, a lifelong nurse, educator, missionary, and pioneer. Born in a small West Virginia town, her journey began with tragedy, losing her father in a local mining accident. But faith, resilience, and a calling to serve led her to Loma Linda and eventually to Africa, where she and her husband were among the first Black American medical missionaries in West Africa. From maternity wards in Nigeria to classrooms in Maryland, Bernice spent over six decades empowering others through education, service, and love, always guided by faith and driven by purpose.
Let's do section two. Can you read section two? I'll do a temp. I may have you do part of one again, but...
Okay.
I'm gonna, the gaffer tape should be okay.
Yeah.
Do you need one or two?
No, I think that's good.
There.
Bernice met her husband Samuel during their student years, first as colleagues in ministry, later as partners in mission. Though he had once been told he had only a few years to live due to cancer, together they built a life of service, spanning continents and decades. From West Africa to Washington, they shared not just a marriage, but a ministry dedicated to healing, teaching, and leading by example.
Okay. A little more excitement.
Okay.
Like, that was a good read, though, so okay. Now you know where the content is.
Okay,
but,
sure.
Like you're telling a children's story, like Timber's.
Okay,
like,
okay.
He's met her husband's, and yeah.
All right, let me just pull this down. I don't know if these are, these glasses are weird, because it should be
Do you want me
more
to, like,
focus.
Hold it, like, here? Would this be a better? Yeah,
I think it needs to be lower, yeah.
No, I'll get, let me do it this way.
Yeah, that's better, yeah.
Right there.
Put it a little bit lower.
Right there.
Yeah, there we go. Bernice met her husband, Samuel, during their student years, first as colleagues in ministry, later as partners in mission. Though he had once been told he only had a few years to live due to cancer, together they built a life of service, spanning continents and decades. From West Africa to Washington, they shared not just a marriage, but a ministry dedicated to healing, teaching, and leading by example.
Now that you got that, I'm going to put you on the section one again.
Okay. And
if
do
I can,
it like that.
If I can
same like that.
Tape this.
That's okay.
It'll be fine.
I'll be able to read it. Okay.
All right. By purpose.
Yeah. Driven by purpose. Yeah. Okay. Meet Denise, a lifelong nurse.
Bernice.
Oh, did I? Meet Bernice, a lifelong nurse, educator, missionary, and pioneer. Born in a small West Virginia town, her journey began with tragedy, losing her husband, her father.
Start with born.
Born in a small West Virginia town, her journey began with tragedy, losing her father in a coal mining accident. But faith, resilience, and a calling to serve led her to Loma Linda and eventually to Africa, where she and her husband were among the first Black American medical missionaries in West Africa. From maternity wards in Nigeria to classrooms in Maryland, Bernice spent over six decades empowering others through education, service, and love, always guided by faith and driven by purpose.
Two sentences I want you to do. I want you to do born in a small West Virginia town, and
okay.
Then we're done with that, and then from maternity.
Okay. Born in a small West Virginia town, her journey began with tragedy, losing her father in a coal mining accident.
Except end on accident.
End on accident, okay.
Like the tone going down.
Okay, gotcha. Born in a small West Virginia town, her journey began... Born in a small West Virginia town, her journey began with tragedy, losing her father in a local mining accident. From maternity wards in Nigeria to classrooms in Maryland, Bernice spent over 6 decades empowering others through education, service, and love, always guided by faith and driven by purpose.
Can I have you do section 2 one more time, mm-hmm. and then we're going to move on to section 3?
You could leave it there, because I could see it.
Okay, all right. That works. Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Bernice met her husband, Samuel, during their student years, first as colleagues in ministry, later as partners in ministry. Let me do that. Bernice met her husband, Samuel, during their student years, first as colleagues in ministry, later as partners in mission. Though he had once been told he only had a few years to live due to cancer, together they built a life of service spanning continents and decades. From West Africa to Washington, they shared not just a marriage, but a ministry dedicated to healing, teaching, and leading by example.
All right. This is good. You're warming up to this.
It's getting better, right?
I appreciate you. Thank you so much. Is that about right for
yep.
position?
Okay. For Bernice, nursing was never a job. It was ministry, a sacred calling that connected body, mind, and spirit. After years of bedside care, teaching, and missionary work, she envisioned something more, a future where every congregation would be a center of healing with trained nurses embedded in the heart of church life.
So, for mm-hmm. context, she's this advocate for parish nursing or community nursing, where mm-hmm. this church actually has a nurse on staff.
On staff,
yeah.
So. Okay. Let me start from the beginning.
Beginning of section 3. Yep.
Okay. For Bernice, nursing was never just a job; it was a ministry, a sacred calling that connected body, mind, and spirit. After years of bedside care, teaching, and missionary work. She envisioned something more.
Hit it from after years.
After years of bedside care, teaching, and missionary work, she envisioned something more. A future where every congregation would be a center of healing, with trained nurses embedded in the heart of church life.
That was good. Let's do it from Bernice, and I think we got it. For Bernice.
For Bernice, nursing was never just a job. It was ministry, a sacred calling that connected body, mind, and spirit. After years of bedside care, teaching, and missionary work, she envisioned something more, a future where every congregation...
So we got four babies, so it's good. Let's just do okay. after years to that, just
okay.
that sentence.
All right. After years of bedside care, teaching, and missionary work, she envisioned something more, a future where every congregation could be a center of healing with trained nurses embedded in the heart of church life.
That was good. All right, let's do the outro.
I think I just need to slow it down,
you're good,
right?
You're good.
Bernice's legacy is more than a lifetime of service. It's a blueprint for purpose-driven care, a reminder that true healing happens not just in hospitals, but in hearts, homes, and communities. The North American Division of Seventh-day Adventists honors Bernice Deshay with the Adventist Health Ministry's Lifetime Achievement Award. In recognition of a life spent sharing the Seventh-day Adventist message of hope, wholeness, and health everlasting.
That's good.
I think I need to do the legacy part.
Yeah, I'm going to have you do both of these.
Okay.
That was pretty good. Coming into this one, I want it to be like, we're so excited to bring this to you.
Okay.
The North American Division of Seventh-day Adventists honors Bernice Deshaies with the Adventist Health Ministry's Lifetime Achievement Award.
Okay.
Like, that's the award is the emphasis of that.
Sure, okay.
And then, of course, you can fade off with, you know, in recognition of a life spent sharing the Seventh-day Adventist message, the hope, wholeness, and life everlasting, you know.
Okay.
Kind of trail off.
Let me start at Bernice's legacy. Yeah. Bernice's legacy is more than a lifetime of service. It's a it's a blueprint.
All right. It's a blueprint. Blueprint.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It's the bees, it's the Bernice, the blueprint. Denise's legacy is more than a life. I keep saying Denise. I don't know where that's coming from.
Otherwise, I'll be on the end. I was like, wait, how do we make this with AI? Changes to Bernice.
Bernice's legacy is more than a lifetime of service. It's a blueprint for purpose-driven care.
Let's do lifetime of service. It's a blueprint. Lifetime of service. It's a blueprint.
Okay. Lifetime of service. It's a blueprint for purpose-driven care. A reminder that true healing happens not just in hospitals, but in hearts, homes, and communities. The North American Division of Seventh-day Adventists honors Bernice Deshaies with the Adventist Health Ministry's Lifetime Achievement Award.
So close.
Yeah, almost. Yeah. Okay. The North American Division of Seventh-day Adventists honors Bernice Deshaies with the Adventist Health Ministry's Lifetime Achievement Award in recognition of a life spent sharing the Seventh-day Adventist message of hope, wholeness, and health everlasting.
So when you say Adventist Health Ministries, you can do that little pause right there. Adventist Health Ministries Lifetime Achievement Award.
Okay.
That might make it easier than trying to...
Yeah. The North American Division of Seventh-day Adventists honors Bernice
So close.
Yeah. Okay. The North American Division of Seventh-day Adventists honors Bernice Deshaies with the Adventist Health Ministry's Lifetime Achievement Award. I don't like... It seems like I said with and paused, right?
Yeah.
There's like a little pause there.
With the Adventist Health Ministries Lifetime Achievement Award.
Yeah, with Adventist Health Ministries Lifetime Achievement Award. Okay. The North American Division of Seventh-day Adventists honors Bernice Deshaies with the Adventist Health Ministries Lifetime Achievement Award in recognition of a life spent sharing the Seventh-day Adventist message of hope, wholeness, and health everlasting.
All right, need more energy, I don't know.
Okay.
a little caffeine. I'm going to take you from Bernice's legacy.
Okay.
And then you can kind of build that energy and just hit that conclusion. The North American Division of Seventh-day honors Bernice Deshaies with Adventist Health Ministries Lifetime Achievement Award.
Okay.
Let's try it.
Okay. Bernice's legacy is more than a lifetime of service. It's a blueprint for purpose-driven care, a reminder that true healing happens not just in hospitals, but in hearts, homes, and communities. The North American Division of Seventh-day Adventists honors Bernice Deshaies with the Adventist Health Ministry's Lifetime Achievement Award. In recognition of a life spent sharing the Seventh-day Adventist message of hope, wholeness, and health everlasting.
Try just saying the Seventh-day, yeah, and run it to the end. So the Seventh-day Adventist message. So like.
Oh, so.
Sorry.
Okay.
The Seventh-day Adventist.
Okay. The Seventh-day Adventist message of hope, wholeness, and health everlasting.
Because I can piece some of that. I'm going to try one more on the last sentence here.
Okay. From the Seventh-day?
The North American Division.
Oh, okay. The North American Division of Seventh-day Adventists honors Bernice Deshaies with the Adventist Health Ministry's Lifetime Achievement Award in recognition of a life spent sharing the Seventh-day Adventist message of hope, wholeness, and health everlasting. Yeah, I think I was able to take a breath.
You got the breath in the right spot.
Yeah, right, yeah. I think I was...
Yeah, I think that's it.
Okay.
Unless you want to take it one more time from the, from Bernice's legacy.
It's up to you.
Let's
I can
let's
do
just
it.
Try it. I'm okay with that take. I just want to see if I can...
piece things together.
Better and better,
so. Yeah, okay. Bernice's legacy is more than a lifetime of service. It's a blueprint for... Bernice's legacy is more than a lifetime of service. It's a blueprint for purpose-driven care. A reminder that true healing happens not just in hospitals, but in hearts, homes, and communities.
And then this one.
Oh. Which one?
It's the last one.
The North American, okay. The North American Division of Seventh-day Adventists honors Bernice Deshaies with the Adventist Health Ministries Lifetime Achievement Award in recognition of a life spent sharing the Seventh-day Adventist message of hope, wholeness, and health everlasting.
All right, take it. Greg, are we good?
Yeah, I think we're good.
All right, cool. Thanks.
All right, you're welcome. Anytime.
Yeah.
That was fun.
The more we get you on various things,
the more comfortable.
And this is, the other thing is, this is like very niche, the